Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Harry's Razors. Harry's.com is where you go to sign up for a subscription to razors. You never have to think about them again, and you're paying way less money.
Yeah, these dudes, Jeff and Andy, they started Harry's. They were fed up with being overcharged for razors, which we all know that experience. You get your bill after you leave whatever store and you go, what did I spend all that money on? And when you get to your receipt and look it up, it's the darn razors. These guys, they bought a factory with 100 years of blade making experience so they could make their own high quality razors, sell them online and ship them directly for like half the price.
Right, and you get a great, smooth, clean, wonderful shave. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their most popular trial set for free. It comes with a razor handle of your choice, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. And the shaving gel's great too. It's free when you sign up. Pay a small fee for shipping. You can check this out right now at harrys.com/secretshow. That's harrys.com/secretshow. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
What would be the difference?
I know. When's the last time you put a floppy disk into something? Well, you probably know better than us.
Because I'm old.
No, because you got a floppy disk.
Oh, I do.
My
old disk is floppy.
I'm sorry.
It was bad, you guys.
Honey, don't laugh.
Your sickness or your floppy?
Is that what we're talking about?
Vinny, my...
Oh, you got it back?
In fact, I was just at the locker room, and this is the time to go, because this is when all the hot guys in business suits were changing to go to the office.
Oh.
And I saw a guy, I'm like, genetics are such a crapshoot. I swear to God, look at this guy. Look at that. Even if I were a straight guy, I would think, Jesus, that is, it's like the statue David. His body looked like that.
Oh, he's in good shape.
Oh, my God. And a dark beard, dark hair, really beautiful, dark, dark, dark eyes, pale skin, hairless. And then he dropped his towel to change, and he had a like a horse. I'm like, he gets everything, this guy. Gets everything. Look at him. Like Lucky. 6 foot tall, 200 pounds.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going on in his life. Maybe he has some, you know, real terrible things. That
really.
But it's nice to have, good stuff to
start with.
Begin.
Yeah, it's good.
Sure.
What's his life like? Hard to meet people, I'm sure, or get jobs. Really hard.
You don't
know.
You guys, it's hard. Everybody has their challenges, Scott.
I guess, really. What are your challenges?
Oh, don't let me get started.
Your mother's voice in your head, that's one.
That's one.
Yeah.
I have tons of challenges.
Really?
Yeah. I don't share them all on the air.
It feels like you do.
No, she's gotten way cagey.
I share a lot of challenges on the air, but I have things that are in my life that are difficult that, you know, you deal with them, you do what you have to do, and, you know.
You're a white, rich woman with healthy kids and a nice husband.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Well, what's
you're
your
right.
Problem?
What? You're right. I have no problem.
I'm just saying, do you think that the problems that you have in your life that are circumstantial, do you think you created them? Or they...
Oh, I created them all, right.
All right. Why are you looking at me when you say that? All right, so you created these problems, and then you can fix them, right?
Right. No problem.
Well, are you talking to me like you're...
I'm not.
You're about to fire me.
I'm not at all. I'm just, you know, you can't make assumptions like that about people. Mm. I have real problems.
No, it's
Vinny
serious.
Has real problems. You have real problems. Bryn has real problems.
Yeah.
Things that are offset by the fact that his girlfriend will f*** him every day.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you.
I wonder how long that's going to last. I mean, really? Now they, you
know. I don't know. That does
Still, they get married.
You know what? It'll be when the kid happens. That'll
we
be when that.
Do you do it daily?
Do you do it daily?
Really? You don't? Because you just told
days.
Us you do it every day.
Well,
and sometimes three times a day.
Yeah.
No, I said twice, preferably.
Is that why Uzette was juicy and had to go to the ladies' room because he was talking about screwing his girlfriend every day? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Why'd you have to wipe your Uzi?
Oh yeah.
Because Scott's here and
turned you on.
He's really hot.
It's my cologne.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for, and you can start it here. You can dump everything from
no,
before this.
No, I'll leave it all in.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for the Ides of March.
Oh,
the
I
death
didn't,
of
the
Caesar.
I didn't get to play that today, did I?
I know. You know what? We had Iron Maiden all lined up, that little musical interlude, Ides of March from Killers.
Why? How could you let that go?
I just didn't. Please, are you kidding me? I have a stack this deep, and we're going to talk. Like, I'm going to get maybe 4 pages down.
Christ.
I know. I should have
put
play, it on top.
Play Maiden for me tomorrow, would you?
It won't be the Ides of March. I'll play for you next Ides of March.
Next year.
Next year on the Ides
Bryn,
of March.
Bryn, is it Milpitas where you have sex with your girlfriend every day?
Milpitas, yes.
Oh, exactly. Is that your town?
No.
Where is it?
Milpitas.
Milpitas.
California.
Milbrae.
Well, they're the same. Aren't they near each other?
I have no idea.
Where is Milpitas?
It's not near Milbrae at all.
Is Milbrae...
Milpitas is like southeast.
Oh, so South Bay. Yeah.
Well, Milbrae is South Bay, isn't it?
No, that's
Milbrae is the airport.
Do you know where the airport is? SFO?
Oh, that airport. I use private.
Of course you do.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you have some real problems.
Yeah. Put into
that's
that
right.
airport.
You're a struggling
bitch.
Artist.
Yeah. I'm going to get that. But that's nice. Great for you. Good.
That,
I'm glad.
That I moved to Milpitas?
No, that you got out of your parents' house, that you cut this apron string.
I've been out of my parents' house for a while now.
Living in your dad's apartment building. Shut the up.
Yeah, you haven't really
been. I've been fixing that the whole time.
The last time I saw you were hanging out with your dad smoking pot. Anyway, the point is it's really good.
Oh, no, that's inaccurate.
It's really good that you've cut the apron strings and you're on your own, because the next step is your own family. So look across to your future. See how happy he is? That's going to be you.
No, listen, I really love my kid.
Right.
But time is tight these days. It's really shocking how they vacuum it all right up.
Well, it's not Bryn's first go around either. He has a 16-year-old son.
Right, which is strange. And so you've done it. You've done it once before.
I've been.
And this time
before.
You can succeed at it.
And he was a single dad.
It'll be great. Yeah,
he did succeed. That kid is great.
His mother raised him, though. I mean, this time you can.
His mother didn't raise him.
Full custody.
Bryn
of the kid
raised that child.
Legal custody, but his mother.
Full legal custody.
His mother?
The mother was not involved.
My mom helped a lot.
Yeah, my
parents helped a lot.
He told me that. She had a lot of support.
Of course.
Really good.
That's great.
And now you can dive in. It's great for you, right?
Thank you, Scott.
No, I think I'm envious
right now.
It's not advice. I think it's great that you're going to start over.
Okay.
It's like a second chance. Or a third.
These are compliments.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, supportive. Doesn't it sound like that?
I appreciate
that. I don't know. You've just been so bitchy lately.
Why is it so hard for
you? What's going on with you?
You're being on the offensive right now to keep anyone from talking about you
and your
problems. Because I was so poopy, you guys, for 2 weeks.
Oh,
it was really
God.
Difficult.
Oh, blah,
here
blah,
before.
Blah. So what? You lost 7 pounds. Shut your mouth.
I look great.
God.
They had snacks backstage in Pittsburgh. I couldn't eat them because I was going to go on stage and just those Fritos were going to fly out of me. But it's good when you can't eat snacks because, again, you lose a bit more of the weight. I got fired from a TV show.
You got fired from a TV show?
My management has asked me to be more careful, so this is me being careful and cordial. That's what I'm trying to...
You're not being careful. You're doing the opposite.
With you. I'm using you to practice.
Well, practice harder, because
I don't sound nice.
You're about to get fired from this TV show.
Oh, my
show.
God, what did I do?
What
I'm
did
talking
you
to Bryn
do?
About his interests and supporting Vinny and his stuff and telling you how great you are. And you sat talking about her.
When did any of that happen?
None of that has happened.
No, you're a
you
white rich woman.
That.
He's having a kid. Great. You with. And then you sat with her. I think it's all great. Usually you say I come in and talk about me. I'm talking about you guys. I'm trying to be.
Yeah, because something's going on. So you got fired. What did you do? What did you do?
Is this in England?
Yes. It wasn't me. I swear.
It's always you. I think the first step on the road to recovery is admitting it was you.
It wasn't. Sometimes it's not you. Sometimes it's everybody else. No, I'm not paranoid, but the
mostly
world
mostly it's you
against
it's
me. Anyways, yeah. So you know that TV show I was doing, the Russian TV thing, where I went to DC.
Yes, we remember.
So I was getting a lot of bookings on that. I thought, oh great. So I know the producer and his brother run the show. The brother is the host, the producer, and he owned the production company. Mm-hmm. So the producer Ben said, I'm a really big fan of yours. That's why we're booking you so much. I'm like, great. So my friend David Mills said, text him and have a meeting with him and pitch some of your TV ideas. Great. So I'm texting him, and then I find
David's
out.
David's great, by the way.
David's great.
Yeah.
He's doing really well. And I come to find out, that we're going to meet after New Year. Great. So we're going to meet after New Year. We get a little meeting. And then they book me for like three shows while I'm back in December. I'm doing them. And then I go on one. And they have a guest on. They have these very conservative political guests because it's Russian TV, right? So they're a bit Putin-esque. And this guy was in support of Brexit. But not just Brexit. He's from Wales. He's in support of measuring children's teeth before they let them come in the country to make sure they're children, so that adults don't try to sneak in, small adults who are trying to avoid mass murder, right? So he said this in the press before, and I noticed that guy, and I just, he was talking about it, and you guys, I just started to see first orange, then red, then I lost my mind. And he was across the studio being interviewed, and I just started screaming at him.
You were not on camera at this point?
Well, they have cameras focused on us to see our reaction, because there's three comics on a panel watching the host interview this guy. And I know that they want reactions, like visual, like rolling our eyes or clapping or smiling, you know, so they can cut to us in the
edit. Don't want you standing up and screaming.
I started screaming. This is from Hitler's handbook. Who the f*** are you? You're a f*** racist. You get out. Like that. And he starts screaming at me. You don't know what you're f***ing talking about. And he came out from behind the camera and around the camera and came at me. Who are you? I looked up all the guests on the show, found out you were nobody. So who are you? I said, I'm a voter. Who are you? I'm a supportive citizen who, you know, like got like that and all on camera. And the floor manager is giving me the high five, like they're like, they pretend they're liking it. And then that's it. Never invited back. Don't come back.
And you didn't get your meeting.
No, I've been texting
him. Meeting was over too.
It disappeared into the ethos. Never heard from them. Never got a time to come meet. Never heard back from them. This is 3 months ago. The thing is,
so that's why you're acting like right now?
Why are you taking it on us? You're trying to get fired from here, too?
No, my management, I had a meeting before I left town last week. We had lunch, and she said, you know, you might, when on the set, if there's cameras and stuff, or microphones in your mouth, don't start screaming expletives at the other guests if it's not your show. Even if it is, don't do that. She said, just don't do it. She said, I don't care how many high fives you're getting from the staff on the floor or whatever, thumbs up, just don't. She says, never.
Did that air?
Yeah, it went viral on YouTube. Anyway,
look it up.
Look it up. I want to see how many hits viral is.
Viral by the UK standard, probably 100,000, maybe less. I don't know.
Whatever. I didn't watch it. Let's see it.
I didn't want to see it. I was there.
Yeah.
I want to see it. You guys,
you're gonna be upset.
We've seen this show here. You do the same thing.
How do I do that here? I would
take over and you go dizzy and you go. It's like, well, that's why you don't get to stay for the whole hour.
No, that's not why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey. Why?
Because, well, you know why.
Yeah, because I said he can stay for Sarah's segment, but not mine.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't go dizzy and go, I don't do that.
Yeah, that's, okay, you're right.
It's because I called you racist on the air one day and you got angry at me.
Actually, that's not why.
Well, that was the day it happened.
What happened?
I was kiddingly calling you racist and you're like, what? What? And then that was it. I never came back to do your portion.
Okay, well, anyway, did you find it?
I need a search term. I don't know what to search for.
What's the show called?
Don't look at me, man. I'm just watching what's happening here.
I try to cooperate in the air. I love your show. I don't come in here to do anything.
Scott, what do I search?
Oh,
a news thing. Okay. Let's see what.
Did it feel like I was that way today on your show?
No, not at all. No, I actually think you're most of the time. You roll right through, no worries.
Yeah.
But you have those moments where you snap, and that's, I can see it. You snapped on that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
This guy's got a bunch of videos. What day was it again?
Look at Sarah's just sitting there watching. You don't agree at all?
If you type my name in as well.
I don't want to be involved in this.
Okay.
Why?
Because I don't want to be involved in it.
I can understand what you mean. I think that I have done that in the past. But not in a long time, I don't think.
No, not in a long time. You're right.
Yeah. But on this show, I just, the racism was so intense. And I just, my bar is higher in the UK. And also, I just thought, why have you brought us in to watch this? Obviously, you want someone to react. And the other two comics on the panel were cowards. One was Canadian, one was Australian. They're sitting there taking it. Oh, three foreigners on the panel listening to this, what he's talking about as he's describing foreigners should have their teeth measured.
You look great in this video. I can't hear it.
Can we pull it up here?
Let's
try it.
Internet PC on?
Yeah, that's him. That's the Welsh guy.
I see it.
About their age, and you've just said we can't let anyone in.
They're desperate and they're being killed.
That's desperate. Me in the background.
Wars. Mm.
So we're going to let everyone in from every country in the world.
Britain has never let everyone in. That's never been a policy.
So hang on a minute. So
you're saying that to scare people.
Let me just finish what I'm saying a minute. You're just saying that anyone from any country where there's a war going on should be able to come
in. You're
an
inherent racist.
You're an idiot, mate.
No.
You're an idiot. You're one of these people who just wants to let everyone in.
You're a racist, buddy. You are.
Well, I'm afraid you're an idiot.
You need to check
yourself.
You don't
know what you're talking about.
You need to check your right privilege.
You need to go
and
talk to somebody. What's my right privilege? So that's a racist comment, that is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You're saying, because I'm white, I'm not allowed to have
an opinion. You sound racist again.
You're a complete idiot.
Scott, you've had your say. And listen, David, the point is that, you know, you are polarizing it a bit because these people.
Oh, no, you're the one polarizing it. This guy called it saying that because I'm white, I'm not allowed to have an opinion on it.
These people.
So it's just the rest of them.
So the guy who's sort of jumping in here to moderate is the guy who fired you.
Well,
it's his show.
You said it was his show.
Right. He and his brother produced that show and he hosted. I mean, it's a production company. I mean, I say fired. I mean, like.
I didn't hear you say the F word.
No, that happens after because he comes out from behind the camera. They filmed the whole thing. They didn't include it in that edit. He comes out around the studio and comes at me and says, "Who the f*** you on my f***?" Like that guy.
How many views does that have?
Let's see. This video has 417 views, but I've seen more views on his channel.
Viral. 417 views. Woo!
That's hot stuff.
I'm glad, actually, that it has few views. Because Nicholas said, that video went viral. It's bad. But maybe that's not the one. You know what the thing is? I just, the racism thing is hard for me. And also, it's an edit. It's not a live TV show, so I knew they could chop it all out if they wanted to. But I thought, someone has to tell this guy to f***. And that's the third time I'd been on that show when they'd had either Nigel Farage, and that guy. And there's only so much I just can't. I know the money's good. It's filmed at lunchtime.
It's over now, so.
Yeah, you took care of that.
Don't you feel like there's only so much idiocracy and racism you can listen to after a while, where you feel like you're selling your soul just being there for £500.
But that's the thing. You've always been the person who sort of torpedoes your own thing. Like, I think
but
that
that's not my thing. That's someone else's show that I'm guesting on.
But you are a smart person, and you often have a good argument for things. And I think that if you had maybe jumped in to take this guy on without... It just turned into sort of like the whole point of it got lost in the insulting and the yelling. Like, as soon as someone's yelling, it's escalated to the next level, and nothing that gets said after that point is going to be any good to anybody.
I know. It's because we were across the studio, and there were cameras between us.
But
my throat, you can tell I had a really bad cold that week, yeah.
I just think that...
Just should have kept my mouth shut.
Well, or...
or joked... it.
Right, made it a, you know, I'm sure that your role
I try
as
to do that
panelist,
on your half hour. Seriously, I have never tried to torpedo your half hour.
Okay, let's
try
not
to be,
do that. Let's not.
No,
go.
Well, I think it's important. We're all here. I really respect what you guys do, and I'm sorry if you felt that way. I really am. I never have tried to jump in, or I'm not interested in doing that. I'm interested in us chatting on the air. I think that's the only interesting thing. Otherwise, it's tedious for listeners to hear me go on and on. They don't give a shit.
Well, I appreciate that. I really like you. I'm happy that you're here today, but I'm not going to open it up to that again. The thing is this is where we make our living. It's really, really important to me. And for you to come on, and when you just get like, I'm just going to go and go and go, and it gets like, oh my God, dude, this isn't okay. You've just completely taken the show in a headlock, and you're doing your own thing now. And so that's okay. My way of dealing with it was just say, it's cool. He just will do her segment. And then go. And it's been great since. So it actually worked perfectly. I'd say, wouldn't you?
I'm not part of this. You guys can chat up all you want.
I like having Scott on for Sarah's
segment.
I do remember a particular day where we decided not to have Scott on for Vinny's segment. So it's Vinny's decision, and I go by whatever he says. I love Scott.
Is this cringeworthy right now for you?
Totally.
No, I'm just not. I just am happy that you're still on my segments. That's all.
All right.
I think your suit looks great on that show, Scott.
What am I wearing?
You have like a, I don't like the big collar sticking out of the sweater. Oh, yeah.
What is it? What does it's it like look? A, describe it.
It's a blue blazer. Uh-huh. Like a sport.
But then he's got a sweater on underneath with like maybe a plaid.
It's like a pink
shirt.
Collar.
There's a lot of collar showing. Yeah. It's like a pretty low cut sweater with
a dashing.
Thank you. It's all Paul Smith.
Dashing.
Paul Smith dresses me on that.
Well.
Oh, you're sponsored by Paul Smith?
That could be the root of your money problem.
That could be right there.
I don't know Paul Smith.
Oh, wait,
is that
he doesn't
a designer?
Give you free clothes?
No, I have a discount.
Oh, so he is on to you.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Yeah, they're fans.
Oh,
Paul
Smith. He's been mentioning Paul Smith,
is that a
like
designer?
Shoes and stuff. Yeah, for years he's mentioned
Paul
Smith.
Men and women, but they're more.
Yeah, they make really nice women's shoes, beautiful shoes.
I want to do a quick follow up to something that we did on Monday's show. Uh-huh. We had a woman who wrote in, and basically her husband is a Trump supporter and she is not. And we had a lot of questions for her. Yeah. They'd been married for 21 years, together something like 27, and things were going badly at their house because of their diametrically opposed political views. Hey, thanks for reading my letter. Vinny asked what life was like in our household when Obama was in office. My husband voted for Obama. We were on the same page.
Huh.
Hooman asked, are we still doing it? Yes, we are, and it's incredible.
Oh.
And by the way, thank you, Hooman, for making me see that asking my husband to not speak in the home freely was wrong. I would hate if he did that to me, so I appreciate you calling me out on that. Hmm. I don't want to give up on my marriage, but you hit the nail on the head, Sarah. What scares the crap out of me is our core values have changed as we've both grown and matured. As time has gone on, he's gotten more conservative, I've gotten more liberal. I think the real question is not, am I going to divorce over Trump, but is my marriage doomed because I am now seeing that some of our core beliefs and values are on opposite sides? As time has gone on, he's gotten more, you said that already. I am doing things to try to resolve my issue. She's solving her own problem, but so I don't know why she wrote to us, because she said, I talked to a counselor about it. I'm signing up for anger management classes so I don't go from 2 to 22 whenever issues are brought up. My husband and I are going to take communication classes together, so all is not lost.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
I really love all of you. You're such a huge part of my life.
Communication classes.
And well, sometimes people get into big trouble
it's
because...
It's called couples counseling. I have it today at 2 o'clock.
You got to learn how to manage an argument.
Communication class.
What time is that? Class, today at 2?
2.
Oh, she says a class like as if there'll be a room full of people there.
Well, I have no idea. Yeah. That's all she says here. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it's the way
that's
that you argue that can be a problem.
Oh,
I would think so, too.
Right. Oh, my God.
I got to hear all your problems, too.
Great. Jesus.
Start the sentence with... I feel.
Right. Oh, man.
I thought you were supposed to start the sentence by reiterating that you would what they had said.
So what,
so
I'm
what
hearing,
I'm hearing
you
is,
say is,
and I feel that.
Yeah.
So I hear you.
And stop cruising the person across the room in the other relationship.
Yeah, can you stop doing that when we're out to coffee, Scott?
Yeah, can you stop doing that, please?
I feel like I'm alone at the table. I feel invisible.
Just for a second.
Well, I'm glad that she wrote to us and then also gave us more information, and she is handling it.
Yeah. Well, and she can't be the only one in the world experiencing that.
Right.
I mean, it's
especially,
you know,
these days.
Let's see here. Loves us all. Relationship advice. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years, about almost 7 years in May. I first met him when I was 17 and he was 21. I'm now 25. He's 30. Lately, I've been feeling uncertain toward him. Stop me when you know the answer to this one, okay?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes I love him and sometimes I don't. But then I picture a life with him. Sometimes I feel bipolar when it comes to him. In a way, I'm tired of waiting for him. But we don't have a normal relationship. Yes, Vinny. Your hand.
Oh, no.
Was that you stopping?
Oh. That was me.
I said raise your hand when
sorry,
you had the answer.
That was me scratching my face without using my hands. Sometimes I use my sleeve.
I was like, oh, Vinny already knows the answer.
Because you know our hands, never mind.
We don't have a normal relationship per se. We both come from an Hispanic culture. We're the oldest in our families, so we tend to put our families first, and it sometimes does take over our relationships. We only have time to see each other on the weekends for about 5 hours a day. I know we love each other, but if for some reason we broke up, I would not be heartbroken crying my eyes out with a bucket of coffee ice cream in hand. I want to be with him, but then I don't. I don't know what to do. Should I stay or should I leave
him? Overthinking.
And give it more time. I really need some honest friend advice. Love you all. Don't say my name. Yeah, that is doomed. Please break up with him immediately. You're 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, here's how to try this. Imagine your person was talking about you like that. Mm. You would feel like
then let me go. Mm. Don't waste my goddamn time with this. I wouldn't even care if he split.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't cry if or be heartbroken if he left.
Cut me loose.
Yes, you've answered your own question.
Do me a favor and cut me loose.
Right.
Maybe that's the position she wants to be in. She needs to be in that position to be in a relationship. Like, so, you know, sometimes people are so afraid of getting their heart broken that they avoid intimacy. Maybe this is the only way she can stay in it.
This is sort of working. She doesn't care that much about it, but she can say, I'm in a relationship, and she doesn't ever have to focus on that outside.
Yeah.
Do him a favor and yourself. You're 25. You've got nothing but time. Just... That's over. Thought that was a really easy one that we could scoot in quickly.
Well, it makes... Yeah. Imagine yourself in that situation. You'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he feels the same way. Maybe they found each other for that reason. Maybe they just both need to sort of be in something. You know?
This person...
Was that like your main gig over there?
No. Just a TV thing I did every so often. That was nice money and a bit of exposure, but...
And now you've been pestering them for 3 months with the texting. You need to let that go.
Yeah, that's what my management said. Just let it go for now. Just stop.
You should listen to people before things go horribly awry. I've been telling you for years, 45, 50 minutes.
You're right about that.
I know. And yet, an hour and 30 every time.
Right. Yeah. And with
what will you be doing this Saturday
at the Free Wheel drive-through? What is it?
The Free Wheel Brewing Company. Yeah, that's Redwood City, everyone.
Or 19 Broadway in Fairfax.
I'll be doing on Friday.
I'll be doing top ten hits on and off in 45.
Yeah. Should I? I'll be in the back room. I'll flash the flashlight at you. Oh, that would be to get off the stage.
That'd be fantastic.
Bright and then, ass flashlight.
And then
dude.
Just at the hour, usually just say, "Get off, Jesus!"
No, I'll start saying, "Hit the road, Jack.
Don't come back no more."
Just yell out, wet hello.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Wipe my.
I wish I could isolate those.
If you,
but you can't.
Yeah, but you can't.
So does all that get to stay in?
No.
No.
Out?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But there's so
I respond really well to instructions.
To what?
No, you don't.
You don't
listen to instruction at all.
That's all true.
Doesn't matter how many times somebody tells you something, until you get fired from it, you don't look back going, how could I have done that differently?
I should have done this or that.
Hmm. It's funny, he can't understand my text to him, but I'm always like, what the hell does he mean by that?
And what are you talking about?
We have exchanges through text, and he's like...
All the time? How often is this happening?
When he's back...
Is Anita jealous? Home. What about Edson?
Because, Bryn, you don't use the proper nouns. We've talked about this.
It's not about the nouns.
No, your syntax is not correct.
Let me see the exchange. Go. Someone hand me their phone.
The exchange. It's not even that long.
No,
it's brief. It was recent.
It's
just
brief.
Kind of
it's like you're in the car.
He was complaining. Scott was complaining about Bryn the whole way down to the Secret Show today. I don't know if you caught any of that. You were a little bit ahead of me.
First, he suggests Hooman for a three-way, which is inappropriate.
No, that's because you read the text and then you determine,
Sarah. Okay, this is it. He says,
Don't give it to me.
She
says crap. Give it to her.
All right, here. And there's all these.
And then just read
I'm
going to
go
them.
Back a
it's
little
just confusing.
Go all the way back. It doesn't matter to me. Well, just start
she's not going to end up seeing one of your man areas, is she?
No.
I'm going back
to my husband, Edson. Edson's like, is he high when he's writing that?
I said, is he high?
Maybe he's in the car. I don't know. Maybe he's speeding through.
I might have been in the car. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. On your motorcycle.
The point is... I felt like I was being clear. I was like, you
it's
know.
It's just not clear.
I think I said it in person to
we
you.
We said like, movie, dinner, movie. And you like, I can't.
This is Saturday, and Bryn writes.
What time of day was it?
Well, it says Saturday, 16:09. That would be 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Four at beer time. Anyway, so
Well, Bryn writes at 4:09 in the afternoon. Hi, I just woke up. What movie? Where at?
No!
This is not the way we made a plan.
That's because he already asked me to go to a movie, and I said, hey, I saw
okay, it, let me go back
I saw
a day.
That later. Yeah, I saw it later. I was like, hey,
oh,
I
see. Okay.
I took a nap that day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, oh, God, there's like panties and bras in this.
What? From who?
Hold on. I'm scrolling back.
Oh, careful, because there's a panty room. You wanted those pictures of me in panties. That's in there, too.
Okay,
oh,
hold on.
Oh, so there are pictures of you naked in there.
He never said it to me. He promised me he would.
He wants a picture of me in lacy panties.
Okay, here we go. This is Sunday, November
20th.
No, that's too far.
November?
This is too far back.
It's not. Listen to this.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Scott writes, great seeing you last night, Bryn. Let's stay in touch and see you in March. X, Scott.
Rin writes back, March? Question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, question mark.
Teenage girl. Like I said,
is going on. Yeah. Okay, fine.
He goes on, March? Blah, blah, blah. I had a lot of fun with you this time around. Yes, please stay in touch. Let's do some 30-minute workouts next time you're back.
Because we were working out at the time. Yeah, okay.
I'm sad you're leaving. Have fun in wherever the f*** you're going. Heart.
What a puss.
Scott writes.
You're leaving. That's it. Sad you're leaving. All right, see you later. Damn. Oh,
this is cringe-making for me.
I'm talking about the exchange that happened a couple days ago that he says I was illiterate or something.
Yeah. No, I didn't say literate. I said your syntax was not correct.
Oh, okay.
Scott writes, thanks, babe. Just going to the UK. Nothing special. Looking forward to our 30-minute sweaty sessions. And then he sends a bikini emoji.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Scott was totally complaining about Bryn using emojis. Every effing thing here
I'm trying
emojis.
To top him on it, that's all. I don't mean, no, he likes him. Speaking in the kid's language.
Yeah.
I feel like something must have been deleted here, maybe, because this seems totally out of context.
Editing your text. I'm sweating, please.
Can I have my phone back, please? Can I have my phone back, please?
Just look at the
Did you have to get rid of stuff in case Edson saw what you were writing him?
I'm a bit sweating.
Because this is like 3 hours later as this conversation is still going on. He sends the brown panties, or the bathing suit, I guess. Close as I can find a black lace panties here. And Bryn writes, oh, yeah, where's that picture?
No, I meant like,
and
oh yeah.
Scott says,
where's that picture?
I think you said it the way Sarah said it.
Oh yeah.
It's Sarah.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the air.
Yeah, we did. We talked. My sweaty palms. Can I have my phone back, please?
Are they ever going to shut up? So Scott, so he says, oh yeah, where's that picture? And Scott says, shut up. Soon, baby, soon. And then Bryn writes,
oh my God.
Okay. And then Scott sends a heart and 3 rainbow flags.
Oh.
And then Bryn writes back, good night, with a winky kiss.
Mm-hmm. I'll be dreaming of you.
Now, skip forward over a bunch of whatever you've deleted off this thread.
A couple of videos.
To this past Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And
Bryn,
Scott,
are you leading him on, do you think?
I'm playing along is what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's it. It's not me. It's him.
I feel like you're leading him on.
I feel like it, too.
There are no dong pics or anything like that.
Okay.
And the way Sarah's reading it is just like, good night.
Thank God I deleted the dong. Dong deleted.
All right, go ahead. Back to last Saturday.
Last Saturday at noon. Uh-huh. Scott writes, movie dinner Tuesday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 4 o'clock...
Yeah, way later.
Bryn writes back, hi, I just woke up. What movie? Where at? Scott says, let's talk about it. Fences at the Castro Theater and Thai food after? Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn says, I've watched Fences and dinner after on a Tuesday night? Cray.
I didn't know what cray meant. I didn't know if that was a good...
You didn't?
No, oh, Bryn.
Does that mean crazy? Crazy.
I'm saying on a Tuesday night? Yeah. Come on, you can't invite
You're
me
gonna
out
to... make your wife jealous, dude.
Oh, this man. Is
You're
not
totally leading a...
You guys are... Totally blown out of proportion.
Edson's gonna kill you.
I text Edson too all the time.
Yeah, oh, okay. Where's that?
Oh, that's on Bryn's phone.
Is this a surprise to Scott?
Scott says. So he said, "I watched Fences dinner after Tuesday night cray." Scott says, "You're a girl. We could eat before. What movie then?" Bryn says, the last time I watched a movie in the evening and had a drink or two afterward, I got in trouble. Sad face.
Oh, shoot.
I did.
I didn't know what he meant by that either. I don't in trouble.
Scott said, who'd you f***? Bryn says, how about one of my screenings with early dinner before?
There you go.
Two birds.
One of my screenings. To me, that meant that was at his house. I don't know what his screening.
My screenings. I didn't know you were still doing them.
I didn't know that.
What's
okay.
two birds? Because he puts a little bird head emoji in there.
Two birds in one stone.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. You killed two birds.
With one stone. With your pronouns. With one stone. Your syntax again.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just put two birds. I thought you'd get it. You're freaking... a genius.
No, I got that, but it's two birds with one stone. Anyway, go ahead.
I have to put
Scott
the one
says,
stone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Sounds creepy and intriguing. Just us two, or is Edson invited? Hot.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to play along.
Bryn says,
trying to play along.
I just,
Both of you are playing along. Is
no,
that what's happening
here? We have a working
here?
Relationship. I'm trying to maintain a platonic working
right.
relationship.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Brent is going to have to edit some of this out. Brent. And he puts a little triangle caution emoji in there with an exclamation point. Scott says, no f***ing way. By whom? And then it looks like some stuff got deleted because he never
answered. Yeah. What? Is my name anywhere in there?
No.
No. Little s***. Brent, both of you.
Just an emoji of a really pretty Latin woman with long dark hair.
Dancing girl. Brent writes, of course Edson is invited. Let me see what's coming out and I'll let you know. This is a convo to have in person. It's way more fun than that. Oh, it's more fun that way. Yay.
You two are creeping me out.
Totally creeping. It's really
well,
creepy.
Here's the point. Does it make
what
sense
What is the
to
point?
You? The point of this whole thing is that...
I'm just enjoying the whole thing.
That,
I don't she's,
that he's saying that it doesn't make any sense. I feel like I made sense the whole time. I come to one of my screenings. He's like, oh, the screening at your house? Who has screenings
at your
house?
Well, you said my screening.
No,
you said the screening
oh,
or a screening,
but
you said mine.
I'm sorry about that. The screenings that I go
okay,
to
okay, so combo have in person, more fun that way, yay. Scott says, three ways totally work for us. And Bryn says, ha, I'll see if I can find you a third. Hooman's a good candidate. Scott says, barf. And Bryn posts the emoji with the laughing till he cries guy. And then yesterday at 9 in the morning, Scott writes, hey, lady boy, see you tonight? Or is another night better? We really want to go to your home, but we also want to see fences. Help, XX.
Bryn I still says, thought it was your home.
Wait,
movie.
What did he exactly. say at the beginning? What do you call him?
Lady boy.
Hey, lady boy.
Lady boy. Okay.
Bryn says, hey, I recently moved to Millbrae. My place is still a mess. And then Scott writes, oh, good. Dinner then? Oh, God. Dinner then. And Bryn says, of course. When? Today? Tomorrow? I don't have any movies this or next week because I watched enough to cover us.
I
next movie isn't until next
voice.
Week. Well, you're, you know, leading them on now.
Today
and
tomorrow.
Scott says Scott like? Says let's have dinner next week, is that okay? XX Scott. And then in all caps Bryn writes, hell yeah.
Oh shoot,
what's wrong with any of that?
And then Scott writes, hi.
I can't believe they went back. I would be nuts if someone was texting me back and forth like that.
Listen,
like, dude, we're done with this conversation.
Sarah,
all right,
I'm telling you, Sarah just read like 3 months worth of conversations right there.
That was fun. Let's do that every time.
Thank
we're
God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Ridiculous.
You're lucky I edited some of that out. You are
shut
very
your mouth,
lucky.
I could tell there were big gaps in there, man.
Big gaps
no
is
gaps
right.
Right.
Yeah. Big holes. Big holes.
The
right.
conversation
uh-huh.
picks back up as though it's been ongoing. I'm like, wait a minute.
Big throbbing bits were yeah, chopped right. out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, all done.
Great show, everyone.
Yeah.
Are we done?
We're done.
We processed a lot of feelings today.
Did we?
Did we? I feel like we touched on them and then just walked away from them and they're still burnt endings.
What feelings are you talking about?
Oh, whatever. Anyway, talk to you later.